Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, a children's moment from our youth pastor, Justin Livingston, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor, Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m. and in our parking lot for our drive-in service at 11:30 a.m. here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning. Welcome to First Christian Church. We're so glad that you are here today. It's great to see you all here inside of our sanctuary. It's great to see our many friends who are joining us on Facebook Live and through our church website. It's a great day to be together here on this first Sunday in the church season of Advent. So we hope and pray the Spirit of Christ will fall afresh upon us here this morning and renew our souls as we've gathered together for worship. We welcome you, especially if you're inside of our sanctuary. And on the right-hand side of your worship bulletin, you'll find a little tear-off sheet that says Connect at the very top. We ask that you will tear it off now and fill it out and connect with us by letting us know that you are here with us in church. You can jot down prayer concerns or praises that you have in your life. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering plates that are located outside the sanctuary doors as you leave the worship service later on this morning. For our friends who are online, we hope that you will reach out to us as well. We hope that you will connect with us by letting us know that you are here. You can also let us know prayer concerns or praises that you have in your life. We'd love to be praying with you and for you every single day this week. On the back of your bulletin, you see things that are happening in the life of our church. We're so grateful for the members of our worship ministry team who came yesterday morning to decorate our church sanctuary. It looks lovely. Let's give them a little round of applause for being here early this morning. You see on your bulletin that poinsettias are for sale to help us decorate the church further as we move through these seasons of Advent. And so if you'd like to purchase one, they're $16. You can purchase one at the Welcome Center or you can contact the church office this week. We'd love to get one for you. You also see in your bulletin that Tuesday night begins our little Tuesday night Advent worship service. We do these every single season of Advent, and they're always a great little time to kind of center ourselves on the reason that we celebrate this season, that we're looking forward to the birth of Christ again. And so we'll have a little 30-minute long service that starts at 6 on Tuesday night, and then a little simple soup supper in the fellowship hall afterwards. And so we hope that you will join us for the first of these three worship services beginning on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. You also see in your bulletin that next Sunday we'll have our annual congregational meeting that we have every year at the beginning of December as we consider the 2022 church budget and also slate of officers. We're so grateful for so many great leaders inside of our church family and lots of folks who are willing to serve Christ and to share his love through serving here in our congregation. And so we hope that you'll stay with us next Sunday for our congregational meeting. It's great to be a church family together, and so we invite you to stand up and say good morning to the friends around you. You can wave hello to our friends online with a camera up over my head.
Palace warm, mighty king. Let us pray. O loving and gracious God, we pray that you might prepare your way within us. In this new year of life in the church unfolds, here on this first Sunday in the season of Advent, make us a people ready to receive you, to learn from you, to receive your gifts, and to live out your calling in our lives. Prepare your way within us and fill us with hope, we pray, through the name of the coming one, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. We invite you to find your seat, and as you're doing so, we invite the young kids of our church to come on down forward to meet Pastor Brooke for today's Children's Moment.
Lots of delicious food. Yeah, and kinda. Okay. You know, it's hard to believe that Thanksgiving is over. And it's even harder to believe that as soon as Thanksgiving's over, we are preparing for Christmas. Yeah? We see signs all around that Christmas is coming. What are some of the things we see that are tipping us off that it's almost Christmas? Yeah. Oh, we see presents starting to appear, don't we? Yeah, Cade? Decorations get put up, snow, I'm not sure I'm ready for snow, but it's going to come whether I'm ready or not, isn't it, Emmy? Christmas trees are set up. We see lots of things here in the church that remind us of Christmas. What a beautiful setup we have here at church. We see Christmas decorations, like you said, indoors and out. That's one of my favorite things is to drive around and look at what people put in their yards. Yeah, you too? Yep, I love that about Christmas. We hear Christmas music. Right, both in the church, on the radio, and at home. We see commercials on TV. Those toy catalogs come in the mailbox, right? Lots of signs that Christmas is coming. If we didn't have all of that stuff going on around us, how would we know that Christmas was coming? If we didn't see all these clues, how would we know? That's hard, isn't it? It's hard to figure out because those are the things that mean Christmas to us. Well, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was to be born, they didn't have a TV or a radio announcing that it was Christmas time, did they? They didn't have a TV or radio announcing that baby Jesus was coming. When Jesus was born, very few people even knew about it. Now, they had read in the scriptures that a Savior was to come, but they didn't know when, they didn't know where, and they sure didn't know that it was happening very near where they were. Many people were looking forward to the coming of the Savior, but they didn't know exactly when he was coming. Today is the first Sunday of a special church season called Advent. Can you say that with me? Advent. Advent means the coming of something very important. And the church celebrates this whole season, the four Sundays leading to Christmas, as a time for us to look forward to the celebration of Jesus' birth and to kind of get ourselves ready for the specialness of Jesus being born. Now, we also look forward to Jesus' return, because long, long ago, Jesus promised to return again. And just like people didn't know he was being born, we don't know when he'll come back again. And so no one knows exactly when Jesus will come back. But it's not marked on a calendar, but we're watching and we're waiting, aren't we? We can live a life filled with hope, which is the first Sunday in Advent is hope. We have that hope in Christ's birth and also knowing that he will come again someday. So as we prepare to celebrate the birthday of our Savior, let's also be sure that we prepare for his exciting return. Let's pray. Dear God, we give thanks for this wonderful season that brings so much joy to our lives. Help us to prepare our hearts and our minds and help us to live in hope. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's kids shout it out. Amen. And we do not have children's church today, so I invite you to go back and sit with your parents.
Sing in joy.
As we are together in worship today, it is a special time for us to come bringing all of our own prayer concerns and prayer concerns of those in our lives, and let us go to God in prayer together. Let us pray. O eternal God, breaking into our world at unexpected times and in unexpected places, we pray that you would look with favor upon us as we seek once again to prepare the way of the Lord. Visit the desert places in our lives and grow rejoicing from barrenness. O God, you are the light of the world. And in those times when we have weak spirits and fearful hearts, help us again to hear the reassurances from Isaiah to be strong and not to fear. Help us again to find hope in the promises seen throughout the Holy Scriptures. Remind us again this year of your presence in our history. Oh God, we pray today that you would impress upon us the majesty of your greatness, but also the lowliness of Jesus. Draw us into the wonder again of the grand announcement to Mary, but also the wonder that comes from the simple stirrings of your presence in our lives. Help us to stop and be aware of the fear and awesomeness of your presence with the shepherds, but also allow us to marvel at the gentle peace which passes all understanding, and the words of the angel to fear not. Impress us with the costly gifts of the wise men, but also we pray that we would be impressed with the human kindnesses which are extended from one person to another out of love and thoughtfulness. We lift up to you our prayer needs within our congregation and our community. The needs among us are great, but we know that you are a God who hears our worries, knows our pain, and you stay with us. You nurse us to health. You comfort us. We pray for those on our prayer list this morning. We pray that you would heal those in need of physical restoration in whatever form that may mean. Reassure and bring peace to the brokenhearted, and bring them hope in your presence and your companionship. We pray for those in need, that their needs would be met and that you would work through us and many others to serve those in need. We pray that you would help us to find ways to meaningfully serve and lift up the downtrodden. Help us to be truly helpful. Help us to empower and strengthen those who lack support. Oh God, we long for and ask for peace in our world. Ease the hatreds that have built up. Cool the angers that have risen one against another. Help us to build a world where the reasons for conflict are diminished. Change the hearts of those whose only mission is to hurt others. Be with our enemies that we might one day be friends. Oh God, we pray that you would give to all the world the hope and vision to create a new beloved community. Hold your world in your hands and bring us hope. We offer our prayers and our lives in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and we lift up together the prayer that he taught his disciples, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today, as we open God's word to hear our reading, we look to the book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your hands, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the whole face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God indeed.
This is the season for making lists. If you got together with your family and friends this past Thursday on Thanksgiving Day, then someone in your family had to make a list. There was a shopping list about what to buy and where to get it. There was the cooking list that once you had all the food, you had to know when to cook it and how to cook it and what pans and skillets and utensils to use so that everything could be ready and good at just the right time. You had your guest list about who was coming over and where was everybody going to sit. To have Thanksgiving dinner ready, you had to have the list to make sure that it was set and just so. And now that Thanksgiving has passed and Christmas is on the way, we get to make our Christmas lists and check them twice or three times. Personally, I am a big fan of lists. I am pro-list in my whole entire life. And I trust that I'm not alone, that if I don't write something down, then chances are that I'm not going to remember what someone has told me at a time. And so maybe you're like me in that I make lists on post-it notes and scratch paper and the back of envelopes and lists on calendars. In fact, I have this whole book that is always on my person everywhere I go that is simply full of my weekly to-do lists. We have tons of them. Shopping lists and prayer lists, things that we want to do in the next 5 or 10 years or whatever. And it's always fun that if you happen to stuff a list into your pocket or a purse, And leave it there accidentally to go back to that same space 3 weeks or like 3 months, even like 3 years later and pull it out and see what's on that list. And you can wonder yourself, well, why did I want to buy this at this point so long ago? It's a good thing that we are versed in this because that's what this church season of Advent is all about here today. Just like we couldn't invite people over for Thanksgiving without first doing the shopping first, so it is in Advent. In these 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, the list for this season includes hope and peace and joy and love. Advent is great because it gives us these gifts to work on in our lives, even though we may be so excited about Christmas to come that we want to jump right on ahead to celebrating the birth of Christ, like jump right to Christmas Eve, there are still unchecked boxes on our Advent list, still unlit candles on our Advent wreath, things to do to prepare our hearts and homes for Christ to come. And so that's what we're going to be about over the next 4 weeks together. And our Advent list, we know today, starts with hope. Does it ever feel like in your life that you get so busy that everything just becomes routine, and sometimes it feels like we're going through the motions? I mean, not that it's anything bad, it's just sometimes in life that you go from work to school and to meetings and sports and home and dinner and lunch and everything in between and doing whatever your calendar says that you're supposed to do. Sometimes we get so busy doing all the things in life that is so wonderful, we get so busy in life, we forget pieces along the way. Like we forget what we had for lunch yesterday. Or maybe you've already forgotten what you had for breakfast today, like just a few hours ago. I mean, it happens to all of us. Sometimes this routine that we live in becomes almost too nice. At times we simply just kind of go through the motions, moving from one thing to the next. I mean, all the sameness in life sometimes makes us feel kind of numb after a while. And this numbness and this routine can take away our ability to feel, and we almost become desensitized to things that are happening around us in life. I mean, maybe you've driven down the same street on the same place to work for years, and so you just kind of know everything by heart, and because of that, you've almost lost the ability to notice the sun coming up over the fields, or the joy of the kids standing at the corner waiting for the bus. Sometimes this numbness to life happens with like the awful news that like pops up on our phone and TVs. I mean, it's almost like the news is so bad all the time with like shootings and wildfires and all kinds of awful, awful things that we hear it so much that whenever it pops up, we're like, well, you know, that's bad and it happens. It happens even with worship sometimes. I mean, some time ago, I was reading this article about what churches were trying to do these days to make worship have some kind of new life. I mean, they had been singing the same songs and like the same order and like the same greeting and like the same message for a long time. And it was all good, but the church was saying that people just became kind of almost numb to the ordinariness. And so the article was like talking about how churches will these days will do anything they can to kind of make some kind of show and get people's attention. Like fog machines and dry ice and like huge blinding lights. Like, I don't know if you were watching any of those football games like this past weekend, but maybe you saw what it was like when some of those teams came out of the locker room onto the field. I mean, it was pretty darn impressive. Smoke and flames and loud pumping music and people waving flags. And so in churches, they're trying to do the same kind of thing to get people's attention. I mean, maybe it'd be pretty sweet if next week we gave it a go here in our church. I mean, wouldn't it be awesome if like our band came from like back underneath the screen and like we had smoke and all kinds of flames and we're like, next up is Diane DeJanes and here she comes. Everybody would clap and cheer. I mean, that would get our attention, right? I mean, that'd be pretty sweet. I once knew a minister who on his first Sunday at this huge mega church back in my hometown in like central Missouri, who decided that he was going to get people's attention. And so he rappelled in from the rafters and the ceiling into the middle of the sanctuary just to say, I'm here and get their attention. If I did that, my first Sunday would be my last Sunday. I'd have a broken neck and that would be it. But you can't blame churches, right? I mean, you can't fault them at all. We have the best news ever of Jesus Christ in our life, and we want to do anything we can to break through the plain old ordinary numbness of life. I mean, you can't fault churches at all. But the thing about this is that we do all these things to make God come to find us. Like we're trying to flag God down, like we're broken down the side of the road. God, I'm over here. Stop here. Like we're Tom Hanks in like that old movie Castaway on that island, waving for some assistance, spelling out help in the sand. We feel like that sometimes. Like I'm trying to get God's attention. But the thing is, if you hear the scripture today, in this first Sunday in Advent, it's not like that at all. We don't have to flag God down. We don't need the flames and the smoke machines. I mean, as awesome as that may be for us, what Jesus is saying in the Gospel of Luke is that God comes to us. He's saying that God is the one who's trying to get our attention. God's the one who's trying to break into our lives. Beyond the monotony and the stress and the worn outness and just the busyness of overall life. God is trying to get our attention by saying, don't you see what is happening in Jesus Christ? I mean, we heard the scripture a moment ago. Luke says there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on earth. Among the nations, there will be distress, confused by the roaring of the coming of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding for what is coming upon the Lord, coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and wonderful glory. And when these things take place, stand up and raise your heads because redemption is drawing near. God is coming into our midst. And the amazing thing about this is that usually whenever we think about Advent and like Christmas to come, we almost always think about how peaceful this season is. We think about how beautiful the sanctuary is and our homes are. We think about falling snow to come and like manger scenes and the nativity and sheep. And it's like this lovely kind of pastoral scene. Even some of the hymns and songs that we sing this time of year give us this like peaceful, quiet impression. I mean, remember the old hymn, Away in a Manger? There's that one line, little Lord Jesus, no crying did he make. I don't know about babies that you have in your life. I mean, they're quiet sometimes. I mean, every once in a while, but very often when they want to get your attention, they will wake the whole neighborhood up with their cries. This is like what Jesus is saying here, that God breaks into our lives and he comes to get our attention. God comes to us in this season, not just with words and deeds and signs and all kinds of messages. But God is saying that God comes to us in the flesh in Jesus Christ. So the Bible is saying that we have to get ourselves ready. We have to pay attention to what God is going to do in our midst. I mean, Jesus tells anybody who will listen, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with the worries of this life. Be alert, praying that you have the strength to escape all these things and stand before the Son of Man. Not so weighed down by stress and the ordinariness of the living of these days where every day feels like the same, but living lives of hope and expectation, expecting and knowing that God is going to do something extraordinary in the midst of worship, that God can do something amazing at our home with our family, even at work this week. I mean, be on the lookout so that we are not asleep at the wheel. Make sure that our lives reflect the ways of Christ. Because we don't want to miss it. We don't want to be numb to the feelings, but we want to be ready. Ready for God to break into our lives in extraordinary ways because we're paying attention. We have 4 weeks to go. 4 weeks to check the boxes in our Advent to-do list to make sure that we are ready for the birth of Christ to be born in our lives again. We want to be ready. And so we get to start now. Amen.
As we start now to be present in our faith and present in this Advent season, we gather around this table much as we do every week, looking for a reminder of this special way that we know Christ. As we gather here, we tell the story that we hear so often. We remember that Jesus had gathered with his disciples to celebrate Passover, would be their last time to celebrate this holiday together. As they were eating dinner, he took a loaf of bread and he blessed it. He broke it and he passed it among them and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body for you." He also took a cup which was filled with wine and he passed it among them. He said, "Drink of this, all of you, for this is my blood poured out for you and for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of this in remembrance of me." It is for these gifts of bread and cup of Christ's body and blood that we now lift up our prayers of thanksgiving. Let us pray.
Gracious and Heavenly Father, we come to this table once again invited by your grace. At this time of year, we have enjoyed our time at our own tables with family and friends, remembering all of the joys and sorrows of our family, thinking of those unable to share our meal. We come to this table also remembering your Son, Jesus Christ, the one we are waiting for. The season of Advent is full of excitement, anticipation, and awe of who is to come. Please fill our hearts and souls with an openness for all the wonder and mystery before us. In Christ's name, amen.